Jackie Reed is here, and let's go inside her story, Jackie.
Skip, this is one of my favorite stories. It has become a Christmas tradition here at the TJMS. We have Miss Santa Claus on every year. She's an incredible Nashville woman, Skip, who actually dresses up like Miss Santa every holiday. And she visits children at daycares and elementary schools. And more recently, she has been visiting military families and greeting members of the military as they arrive home. She says her duties are simple. To bring love and joy, toys, and items needed and wanted. I'm going inside her story with Miss Santa Claus, Jonma Holmes. Good morning, Jonma.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We're so excited to have you back. Now, how many years? I just want to get straight. How many years have you been doing this?
Well, I'm not getting any younger. It's so weird. It's because this year, the first wave of babies that I started with 20-some years ago are now bringing their kids to take pictures with me. And that's when I was like, hold up. This has been going on for a long, long time.
Wow. That's amazing. And now, for the past several years, you've included military families. How did that get started? Why did you want to include them in this?
Well, my son is a Marine. Simplify, I heard the Marine on before me. And so that's awesome. And, you know, I knew because I have so many members in my family who are in the military. But when your own, the one that you carry, becomes a member of the military, all of a sudden, all things military become right there in your face. And he's still single, by the way.
I'm listening. All things are military to me, too. Just to be clear.
Well, you will be robbing the cradle, but he's good. He's got a couple years for you, so.
With the military families, I do want to say, too, Jama, that you do this beyond Christmas because a lot of them can't be home for the holidays. Tell us about that.
So many right now. I think I sent off about between September and this month, December, I've seen 2,500 members go back to Iraq, back to Syria, Afghanistan. So we are constantly in war, and I think that's one of the things that we forget is that because it's not on the 24-hour news cycle anymore does not mean that we do not have members of the military that are in combat zone or just being, I mean, even when they just not in combat zones, they are still our servant, and anything could happen at any moment. So it's great to be able to bring joy and cheer to those families. And we just don't have men. We have women serving, too. So I meet a lot of dads who are now, you know, they're pretty overwhelmed. This time of year, shopping for little girls for Christmas can just be something just, you know, like, wait a minute, this is not what I thought I was supposed to be doing as dad. That was something that they thought would be mom's thing. But, you know, they're doing it because their wives are serving. So it's interesting to see how the changes happen from one year to the next, because what was happening and what was hot, like we had the hot toys of the day, what was hot in 2015 is not hot in 2016. And that's also with the families. What was happening 4 years ago is not what I'm hearing when the kids sit in my lap to talk to me or to take photos with me. So I get to hear a lot of stories. And then it's an opportunity to make other organizations and other agencies aware of what they can be doing and how they can step up their game to do and give back.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, Jonma. I know a lot of kids, you know, when you show up, you bring toys and gifts and things like that. How do you afford this? And how do you afford not only the gifts and things that you bring along with you, but how do you afford the time?
That's my investment, is my time into my community, my time with those kids. Those kids are going to become Holmes Pest Control customers one day. Hey.
You have your own extermination business.
That's right. And a lot of the things that I do, and I do have customers that designate when they become my customer, they say, look, I became your customer because of what I heard you doing in the community. So, you know, everything that we do, we shave that off the top and we put that away to do this year round. And as the business have grown, we've been in business 27 years now. You know, we always like to say, Skip and Sherry, you know, eat plenty during the holidays and leave the crumbs because the ants are coming and Holmes Pest Control will be there on Monday. So,
right now.
Pays the bills, that pays the toys. Yeah. But I have a lot of veterans behind the scenes, a lot of Santas that are invisible that say, hey, what do you need? As a matter of fact, I had dinner with a friends last night and said, hey, you're doing this, I'm doing Near House 12 Days of Christmas, and this is a Montessori school here in Nashville, and there's a lot of needs that they need. And he said, where are you short? And every year, Jackie, when I come on this show, you guys, I'm so grateful because it's, no matter how short I may be, at the end of the day, Christmas Eve, somebody comes through with a check and say, get this. So, you know, I'm trying to get laptops, I'm trying to get digital cameras for the kids over at Nia House. It's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it always
happens. But it's going to happen.
Right.
Mrs. Santa, Ms. Santa's going to work it out. How can people support you if they want to help?
Well, you know, I'm an avid user of Twitter, baby, so y'all can always tweet me right there, and I do follow up. But, you know, we have a website called Living to Give Now, and you can always find me at the Frist Center Museum, which is where I give a lot of my time back to the museums because they give memberships away to military family. But you can also go to our website, and that's www.livingtogivenow.com. And then you can just follow those links to follow me. And then we'll also have our Facebook page, Living to Give Now. And you know it's me because I got that sharp Santa suit on.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say, Jama. Don't think she's got gray hair and little horn-rimmed
no
glasses.
Hair.
Her hair is laid. She's got a cute little sexy Santa Mrs.
Hey.
Claus suit on.
Hey. Hey.
Looking so cute.
Well, Miss Santa, you know you're definitely a holiday hero. I hadn't heard you make any mention of Santa Claus.
Well, hey, he loading up the sleigh as I speak. Okay.
I was saying you're in the passenger. He's in the passenger side of that sleigh. Huh?
He's in the passenger side. Well, no, he in the back.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys. I love you. Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much for all you do.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. All right. See you. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Bye.